With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Firefighters are slowly getting the upper hand on the Bear Fire burning east of Boulder Creek. At 320 acres, it's now 30% contained. Some evacuation orders have been lifted, but 300 homes are still threatened. KAZU's Erica Mahoney got a firsthand look at the damage.
CAL FIRE Public Information Officer Jordan Moda pulls to the right side of a narrow dirt road. A fire engine coming back barely squeaks by. We're driving down Bear Creek Canyon Road.
This is one of the main in and out roads. It's about 10-foot wide dirt mountain road kind of winding through the redwoods here in the Santa Cruz Mountains that gets us to the fire area. Excuse the bumps.
We drive past the structure where the fire started. Investigators are sifting through the wreckage to try to figure out the exact cause.
Was it started by vehicle exhaust? Was it started by arson? Was it started by fireworks? They'll narrow down almost to the exact moment and square foot where the fire started.
It broke out Monday night and slowly spread through the drought-stricken area. White ash blankets the steep mountainsides as if it snowed. Smoldering trees send small plumes of smoke into the air. But it's not just wildland out here. Homes dot this dirt road. We passed by a property firefighters were able to save. Signs of just how close it got are near the driveway. A log lying between two statues is still burning. It crackles and pops. Others are not as lucky. We quietly pass an empty lot. All that remains is three burned cars. In total, the Bear Fire destroyed four structures.
Things are very, very dry out here. It's been, months since it last rained with any significance. So October is typically the most destructive part of fire season in California because it is the longest period since these fuels have gotten any moisture.
Moda has had a busy month and a busy year. There's been over 6,000 fires in California so far this year. And Moda was just working up in Sonoma County.
I hadn't seen a fire as devastating as what I just saw in Santa Rosa and up in Sonoma County. A lot of those people lived in pretty much what was an urban setting, and they never expected wildfire to cause their whole community to be lost. It's something that when you live out here, I think, in the Santa Cruz Mountains, is always got to be in the back of your mind, at least.
It wasn't top of mind for Dave Marzetta until he saw the fires in wine country on the news. He's lived in the Santa Cruz Mountains for 4 years. I run into him while he's checking his mailbox with his dog. Marzetta got a reverse 911 call to evacuate Monday, and he and his family were ready with an evacuation plan. They pulled one together last week after seeing the devastation up north.
That pretty much got us kind of going to put something together, and we did. My son-in-law and my daughter put a bunch of emergency stuff together and just thought, okay, what do we bring?
He helped evacuate his family and planned to follow.
I already had a truck packed up with all my important stuff. Papers, photographs, you know, files and all that.
But he and his son-in-law decided to stay.
We could see the glow, and the glow was getting further away. You know, we're luckier than some most. Yeah, we're fine. We're fine.
And CAL FIRE is working around the clock to make that glow disappear. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.